Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Welcome back. Chucky's on 106.7 The Fan. We're live on NBC Sports Washington, brought to you by EMP 180 Weight Loss, the standard for weight loss in the D.C. area. It's EMP180weightloss.com. John Paul Flame joined by Jason Bishop and Eric Bickle. Got a packed show. Steve Sand's going to join us coming up in 15 minutes from the Golf Channel. Get the latest on the Masters, Tiger Woods, and more. Barry Trotz, head coach of the Capitals at 8 o'clock. Chris Russell, our Redskins insider, at 8:20. And Greg Norman, the Shark, at 9:20. Plus, we're going to have at least one dog in studio as Matt Williams from the Humane Rescue Alliance.
There you go.
Will join us in studio. So we got a lot going on. But there was a story yesterday which kind of jumped out at me, and it made me think. I once saw, I don't know if I saw it on TV or heard it on the radio years ago, Colin Cowherd, who's done very well for himself in the world of radio. He's on Fox now, does some NFL coverage, has a national radio show. Once said that he was out, like he would retire if esports ever blew up to the point that it had TV shows or whatever. I'm sure he's recanted because it is now on TV. The story that jumped out at me is that Adam Silver, who's the commissioner of the NBA, is actually going to show up like he does for the NBA draft, for the NBA 2K draft, which is being held at Madison Square Garden.
Well, what is the NBA 2K draft?
I don't it's a game.
Know. Okay, but
so there are a bunch of gamers. Mean? That there are teams that are formed and you draft the best gamers in the world. They put together teams. There's an esports league. So it's an esports league draft.
All right, and so it's limited to the top 100 gamers or something?
Well, apparently they narrowed it down to the top 250 players. There were 72,000 players that tried out.
Okay, I've never heard this. I know they fill arenas and people watch people play games.
That's the amazing thing. It's becoming more and more commonplace. And what jumped out at me is, so Adam Silver's there. There are now six Major League Baseball teams that are involved in this. There are three NFL teams that share ownership with esports teams. I think Ted Leonsis is heavily involved. He has... Is it the Rocket League? Like, I see it in passing. Are you guys familiar with this at all?
I mean, Adam
He owns the Wizards NBA 2K team.
Okay, he has the NBA 2K team, but I also see something called Rocket League. Have you ever seen this?
No. So slow down here. You're going too fast. So Ted owns a team full of gamers. Is that what it is?
Yes.
Could I own a team?
No, you're not rich enough.
If I was rich enough, could I own a team? Or do you have to be an owner of an NBA team to own the NBA 2K?
I don't know if you have to be an NBA owner. I just know you have to pay a lot for the rights to
But in other words, anybody can own it.
I think so.
There's going to be 102 players drafted.
Slow down. I got to understand this. So Ted owns a team, and they play as the Wizards? Is that how that works?
Yes, I think so. It's called Wizards District Gaming is the name of the team.
You have to be the Wizards in all your games.
Sure. Yeah.
But what if the Wizards don't have the bomb team? Right? I mean, I wouldn't.
I don't get it. What, are the 102 people, are they all draft? Is it going to be like a regular NBA draft?
So, but it's a be snake draft, actually.
But there'll be 102 people drafting.
He said there's 250
people. They're teams. Yes, 102 players will be drafted.
So the first round's 102 players deep.
No.
How's that work?
The entire draft.
Oh,
it consists of six rounds.
Oh, so you're just saying 102 NBA players.
So what is that? 102 divided by six.
I got you.
This makes sense. Adam cleared it up. The people that are drafted.
I guess there's 17 teams.
Yeah.
Use their created players.
So they create their own players.
That they've built up over time.
But you play under the Wizards umbrella or whatever.
But this is the future. Like, gotcha. I, some reason it reminded me of this rant that Cowherd had years ago. And he said, it's time for me to call it quits. He goes, I'm not afraid to retire early. It's time for me to call it quits when esports takes over. But it is getting more and more mainstream. You know, we've talked about Fortnite, that there are times when I will just be flipping through the ESPNs. So ESPN will have, let's say during the slow time of year, ESPN might have, you know, women's softball on. And then you flip it to the next channel and they've got a tournament of Overwatch with like monsters on screen.
What
and
is
I'm
Overwatch?
Telling you,
that's a popular game that kids are playing.
I don't know if they're playing it now. I just
The only game I know that the kids are playing, it seems to be Fortnite. It's taken over the world for teenagers.
And I have seen on NBC Sports Washington, which airs our show, something called Rocket League. And I'll give it like a minute of time, but it seems, and I've seen Ted promoting esports more and more, mm-hmm. and if other NFL, Major League Baseball, NBA owners are getting more and more involved, and they're having a draft in 1998, I believe, we went to the NFL draft in the same room to watch Peyton Manning and Ryan Leaf get drafted. We did our show there.
Yep.
It was awesome. They're doing an esports draft there.
Mm-hmm. It's for the kids though. It's not for me.
But it's not kids that are being drafted.
Well, they're guys probably in their 30s. They're gamers. They played games their whole life. I don't know.
You'd be surprised. There's probably a lot of old guys doing it.
Yeah, I'm just out.
Yeah, know? We just don't get it.
I watch Twitch and I'll watch guys play poker. I've done that. I've spent hundreds of hours watching guys play poker on Twitch, but I can't really watch a guy playing video games because I'm not really into it.
If you want to chime in, 800-636-1067. Here are just some of the numbers. So 13 NBA teams now have invested in or acquired businesses around esports. It's now a $1 billion industry in terms of revenue projections, according to current team valuations and several studies mm-hmm. of the industry.
I understand why Adam Silver's there.
How are they getting paid? Are there ads on the games?
Well, they're fans. First of all, they're fans.
I understand, but are they advertising through the games?
I'm sure they
as well?
Do everything.
Yeah.
I'm sure they have, just like the NFL finds new revenue streams, or the NFL used to just get.
Well, they're
their
selling
revenue.
Out arenas.
Right.
Watching
That's
people play the games.
But the NFL used to get revenue from TV and people going to games. Then they started adding in streaming. Yeah. They started adding YouTube. They started adding Red Zone. So I'm sure in the gaming world, they've added fans. I'm sure they have. They probably are like NASCAR drivers with uniforms with patches.
Yeah.
You go to an NBA game now. Several teams. I don't think the Wizards are one of them. The Wizards have an ad. I know the Celtics have one.
I don't.
There's several
think
teams
so.
That have.
They might. I have no idea.
I don't think the Wizards have one yet.
Right.
But it's coming. I'm sure it's coming.
Yeah. Most of them are pretty small and subtle.
I don't know. I find this incredible that this is blowing up. By the time we're done doing this show. I'm not saying esports is going to surpass regular sports, but it's closing the gap.
It might. It's also just, to me, it just shows, though. I mean, obviously, there's an appetite for gaming that's unreal, but it also just shows me that there's a desperation for programming.
Well, my point is, our kids, the younger kids, are growing up playing and using YouTube so much that, and people say the trend is, even the NFL, the king, that the ratings are coming down. What if the esports keeps ascending and eventually surpasses it? I doubt that would happen, but it's possible.
I'm pretty sure I'll be dead by then. I mean, it might happen. I don't know. So in other words, I'm going to be more excited to watch some nerd play NBA 2K than watch the NBA Finals.
Possibly.
That will not happen in my lifetime for me.
I don't think so.
It might happen for some kids. It's not going to happen to me and my generation.
But for the 10-year-olds coming up.
It might. Well,
by the time they're
30, shame.
If they've been playing Fortnite and all these games their whole life.
It's possible.
They look up to these gamers.
It's possible.
Well, they don't know what they're missing if they're going
to
do that.
My kid doesn't even like to watch sports. So he doesn't
even
watch
sports. So that's somebody that could end up being somebody that's more into watching a gaming thing. If the NBA Finals is up against a Fortnite tournament, the best Fortnite players in the world, what's he watching?
He would rather probably play it than watch anybody play it, but he would choose that over a game, I'm sure.
Does he watch big sporting events with you?
No.
Won't watch a Redskins game.
A piece of my heart is
believing. If the Redskins are playing in the playoffs.
He'll watch a little of the Redskins with me if I drag
just to hang.
Him barely.
But he's not looking forward to it.
No.
No chance he's watching Tiger.
5 minutes while he grabs an ice cream or something.
Yeah.
And, you know, before he goes back upstairs to play Fortnite.
Now, my 11-year-old is big into his sports. Now, he doesn't watch golf, and he's not a baseball fan, but he wanted to come to TAP to watch the Final Four.
Mm-hmm.
He did a bracket. He's actually, this weekend, we did two draft teams on draft.com.
Ah, look at you opening up an account.
Fourth place and sixth place.
Oh,
we didn't do very
that's
well.
That's all. You know what? You got to stick with it.
Yeah.
You got to stick with it. Get in the three-man league.
But he's also into checking out YouTube videos of people playing Madden.
Yeah. I mean, I guess I could see it because I do that with poker.
Right.
I watch guys play poker and I learn and they, you know, and it's
interesting. Just, to me, it jumped out to me that the NBA commissioner is going to be there.
Well, it just shows me the revenue. It just shows me the revenue
at Madison Square Garden, where we've gone for NFL drafts.
Yeah, I mean,
and they're going to draft, you know, Joe Smith, who's a gamer.
Yeah, Alex, what's up, buddy? You're on with the Junks.
Hey, how you doing, guys? I just wanted to, you know, give a couple more details about how serious this thing was. You know, when they were doing the tryouts for these 72,000 players. Basically, you had to go through this combine where they give you a player with these preset stats. So, you know, you usually create your player.
Right.
But this time, and when you go to the combine, if say I was a shooting guard and they want you basically to have, you know, depending on what your style is, like if you're a 3-point shooter or a slasher, stuff like that, and they give you like presets. So, my guy was 6'6", you know, 230 pounds, and I can't change that. That's just how he's made for that position. So, because a lot of guys like to make these centers that are unrealistically, you know, big and fast, and they're just like, you know, unreal. So that's why they do that, to keep the playing field kind of fair.
Gotcha.
So they had a combine. The bottom line is, much like in real sports, the NFL, they had a combine for gamers.
Let's go to Steve in D.C. Steve, what's up? You're on with the Junks.
Hey, two things. So one, a lot of the money comes from the like streaming service. Like, for example, there's another first-person shooter game called Overwatch where Twitch paid like $100-some million to subscribe it, you know, to have it as the main source of the video feed. And then on there, they have advertisements to people watching. And then just for JP, Rocket League's like a driving game, where it's like soccer but with cars, and you can use rocket fuel. It's kind of a ridiculous game, but it's been over a year old, and a lot of people still play.
So are you into it?
I just know it's televised.
Are you a gamer?
Yes.
So you're all into it?
Yeah.
I've watched the Overwatch thing. It's insane how many people watch that type of stuff. Like, I've maybe spent an hour or two.
And how old are you? You're not 15. How old are you?
33.
Yeah.
Wow. You're not one of those guys. They don't do that anymore. Like, they don't go to GameStop when the day of game's out, right? Because everyone just downloads the game, right?
I think a lot of people still go to GameStop.
You just download it.
Yeah, just download it. I think so. Yeah.
That's if you're a PC gamer.
Yeah.
Thanks, guys.
All right. Thank you, buddy. Appreciate it.
All right. Coming up next, we will talk about some real sports, not esports. That would be golf. Our pal Steve Sams down in Augusta.
Now I'm back in the conversation.
We'll talk Masters here on the Junkies.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Follow along on TV. Remember, 8 o'clock, head coach of the Washington Capitals, Barry Trotz, joins us. Just two games left in the regular season. I believe our next guest is a big Caps fan, Steve Sands.
Oh, yeah.
Of course, covers golf for the Golf Channel.
Love the Caps.
He's a huge just DC fan.
Loves the Wiz. Loves the Skins.
What's up, Steve?
Man, will you tell Barry Trotz this is our year for me? It's our year.
It's gotta be.
That's what you told me last year. That's what you told me last year.
Would you stick with Groovy? You stick with Groovy to start the playoffs? You got to, right?
I don't know how you don't. Yeah. You got to ride the hot hand. I mean, there's no way you could go away from the hot hand.
I agree.
Are you able to watch Caps games down there in Florida?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Are you are you geeked up?
Called DirecTV, Lurch.
Yeah, yeah. I've heard of it.
Do you have
the NHL Center Ice?
You have it, huh? All
What's
right.
up?
Do you have like high expectations though? Like, are you getting emotionally invested? Because I'm not.
Oh yeah, I get emotionally invested every single year.
Yeah,
absolutely. I watch a lot of Caps games. I love watching hockey. I think the Caps are going to be all right. I don't particularly love the Philadelphia Flyers matchup, but and from what I hear from our hockey guys at NBC, that's not necessarily the greatest matchup in the world. Do not bring that up, by the way. I do not put my name or anybody at NBC involved with your guys' interview with Barry Trotz here in about 35 minutes. But we'll see. You know, you never know. You know, it all depends on the matchups. And like you said, the Grubauer-Holtby thing is a bizarre scenario considering what took place last year with the Vezina Trophy and all that.
But right.
I think the Caps are good, man. The Caps are really, really good. And I do think the expectations are lower this year than they have been by not winning the President's Trophy. I love that.
Yeah, so
I
maybe love that's a good thing.
I love not being the best team in the world going into the playoffs 2 years in a row.
Yeah,
right.
Well, I mean, the expectations are definitely low in this room.
Yeah, for sure. But that's just for being burned.
That's because you guys are always negative, man.
Yeah, just ask FP Santangelo. Hey,
well, look, the Nationals. What the Nationals give up? 714 runs in the first three innings last night.
Yeah, that was bad.
You know, they start off 3-0. They lose last night. You guys think they're probably terrible. So that's the nature of sports radio, man.
That is
some level, except that we don't think that about the Nats.
He must be talking to FP a lot.
Yeah,
that's strange. Hey, Steve. By the way, our producer,
is he a good dude, man? Is he a good dude? I watch the Nats a lot.
I've never met
him.
I like him.
I've never met him.
I like
ever.
Him, but he said some things about sports radio being negative, and some guys around here got really upset about it.
He said exactly what you just said.
Yeah, but it's kind of the nature of it.
No, I love you guys, man.
I know you do. Hey, by the way, our producer, Matt Valdez, says he's very jealous when you do an interview with Tiger and he calls you Sanzy. He gets very
Tiger
jealous.
Tiger has a nickname for you. It gets me super jealous,
Steve. I'm sure if he gave you him, he'd call him Matty. I mean, everybody has an IE or a Y on the end of it.
Right. Yeah. Let's talk about this, and you can't talk about the Masters this year without talking about Tiger. And Jason called us, I'll say this, you know, 2 months ago when Tiger first came back. He said, come April, it'll be the most anticipated Masters ever. And I poo-pooed it. I'm a huge Tiger guy. But I was like, nah, come on. He's not going to be, like, in form in 3 months. There's no way. And then we've seen what he's done the last month or so with the second and a couple top tens and, you know, and everything else. And, you know, at one point, I think it's outrageous, but, you know, they had him as the favorite. The odds makers did. Jason's right. This might be the most anticipated Masters in, like, the last 20 years or so. It's crazy.
Yeah, it's pretty wild. I mean, you know, look, he hasn't been here since 2015. He's missed the last two Masters.
Right.
Everybody loves the comeback story. And the fact that it's a comeback story, unlike the last couple of years where he looks like he got shot on the golf course, you know, like his back is killing him and he can't get through a swing. Now, not only does he have a couple of good finishes, but he looks healthy and he's playing golf. It's not a circus act out there or a sideshow.
Right.
And, you know, whether or not he's back, we'll have to wait and see. But he certainly is playing great golf. And look, I've said this to you guys before. There's nobody in our lifetime, maybe of all time, who has ever impacted the sport that he or she plays more so than Tiger Woods. It's absolutely remarkable the difference between when he plays and when he does not play. And right now he's playing healthy, he looks good, and he's back at a very familiar place where he's won 4 times, and it's been a long time since he's been here. So the anticipation level is as high as I can ever remember. I've been coming here for 15 years.
Yeah, it's funny because I remember when he first was announced the comeback and he had only hit a few balls that you'd seen him, you know, like at his range at home or whatever, and he'd put a little swing on Instagram or something, and you go, I don't know, man. But then guys like Justin Thomas said, no, he's blown it by me. Patrick Reed said, oh, yeah, like it's the real deal. Then we've seen it. Freddie Couples yesterday did his radio show and said that when he hit his tee shot on one on Monday, Freddie said if he was sitting in a chair, he would have fallen off it. He striped it so well. Like, he couldn't believe how well he's hitting it.
Yeah, he's hitting it great. And the guys were telling us, I told Lurch this a little bit. The guys were telling us late last year when they were playing all those practice rounds with him back home at the Medalist in Jupiter and all the places they love to play back there where there are no cameras and no people around. He was pounding the ball. And that's because for the first time in a long time, like I said earlier, it's not that he's back playing PGA Tour golf again. It's that he's healthy and he's able to actually take a big swipe at it. So, yeah, man, he's hitting the ball well. I talked to Freddie yesterday and the day before. He played with him on Monday and on Tuesday.
Right.
And, I mean, Freddie was impressed, man. Freddie, yeah. You know, I'm talking away from cameras and away from microphones and away from people. Freddie told me he's really hitting the ball well. But let's wait and see what happens beginning tomorrow at 10:42 a.m. You know, he has a tendency to get really nervous on the first tee.
Yeah.
If he hits one left and rattles it around a little bit, he's got to hit his driver better in competition than he has been the first two starts here, you know, last month at the Valspar Championship outside of Tampa and at Bay Hill. He's got to hit the driver better and more consistent here, because you have to hit driver here 8 or 9 times in the 18 holes to play the way you need to play to put yourself in contention on Sunday. So big difference between practice rounds and tournament days, but he does look really, really good. No question.
Based on the practice, based on the coverage from Golf Channel that I've noticed, I mean, the crowds look like it's a Friday.
Huge.
Yeah. So can you compare it to crowds of, you know, Mondays and Tuesdays of the past? Because they just look huge early in the week.
Well, it's the same size crowd because they have the same size each day. But what's happened is more people are gravitating towards that particular group.
Right.
Because, again, most people, you know, really, really want to see him back and playing again. And it's the first time he's been here since 2015. You know, it's been a long time since he's been here. So, you know, everybody wants to get an eyesight of him. Everybody wants to get a feel for him. Everybody wants to touch him a little bit. And everybody's out there following him the last couple of days. The noise level has been louder. It has risen the last couple of days than I can remember it ever being on a Monday or Tuesday. We heard some great roars in and around the grounds on Monday and Tuesday that I hadn't heard here in a long time.
Can you put it in perspective for us? Because, you know, a typical tournament, obviously this is different. This is Augusta. This is the greatest tournament of all time. I mean, all the guys say it. And so, you know, Justin Rose will tweet a picture at like 5:30 in the morning on Mondays. He's driving up Magnolia Lane or whatever. I mean, that's how excited he is for it. And to see Tiger there on a Monday, is that something that he would typically do at all the majors or just at Augusta or even at majors? Does he typically show up on like a Tuesday? What's his usual major routine?
His usual major routine is he plays 9 holes each day during a practice round.
Uh-huh.
The thing about here is Wednesday, which is today, is kind of split in half. They close the golf course early here so they can kind of get it together and make sure they get it in order the way they want it to be playing for Thursday's first round. There's also the par 3 contest this afternoon. So instead of coming in on a Monday night and playing a practice round Tuesday, Wednesday, or maybe coming in Monday afternoon and playing 9 holes on Monday and then Tuesday and Wednesday, he comes in here and makes sure he gets in his work on Monday and Tuesday. Might not even play a practice round today, might just hit balls and play in the par 3 contest and call it a day. So it's the same type of preparation in major championships, but the days are moved around a little bit because Wednesday at Augusta is not like Wednesday at the U.S. Open, the Open, or the PGA Championship. So Tiger's always been a 9-hole guy to keep himself fresh each day, 9 holes each day to keep himself fresh. And Phil Mickelson thinks that's the best way to go about it now at his age, at 47. So that's the way Tiger's always done it here at Augusta National. He also came in last week on Thursday and Friday to do some practice rounds when nobody was here.
Right.
Talking to Steve Sands from the Golf Channel. Another reason, Stevie, is I really believe that so many people are interested, not just in Tiger, but just in how well all of these top players are playing. Thomas, Bubba,
Rory.
Stenson. Rory won at Bay Hill. Mickelson won in Mexico.
Spieth played well last week.
Adam Scott's playing better this year. Spieth was, you know, second last year.
And no one's talking about Dustin Johnson.
No one's talking about DJ. He wasn't there last year, but I mean, he didn't play well in the match play, but he's been T4 and T6 the last two times he's played there. I mean, everyone has a shot. I mean, there's just so many ballers, and, you know, not to mention Tiger. So, man, it's just, I think a lot of people are going to be watching this one.
No question. I think the ratings are going to be massive tomorrow on ESPN. Our numbers the last 2 days have been way up because the interest level is just so high. Like we said at the start, guys, it's, you know, I can't remember in the 15 years I've been coming here, and, you know, for as, you know, 20, 25 years I've been an adult and interested in the Masters like we are now. I don't remember the interest level being this high. The hype is massive. It starts and ends with Tiger, but you have to throw those guys in the mix. I mean, the number one player in the world, Dustin Johnson, nobody's even talking about him.
Right.
I promise you, he's looking forward to playing here tomorrow because he's playing a little bit better than that match play performance proves out. Justin Thomas has won multiple times, like you said. Jordan Spieth played a little bit better, shot 66 on Sunday, started to putt a little bit better. He's been first, second, and second here. Three times in the last 4 years. There's just a lot of guys. Rory McIlroy had an incredible back night at Bay Hill to win. Seemingly is putting better than ever. Is hitting the ball on the button every time. He's looking to hit, you know, for the career Grand Slam this week. Only five guys have ever done that in the history of the sport. There are a lot of storylines from the top. I mean, anybody can come in here and win, I guess. But from the top, where all the horsepower is in the sport, there's no question that there are a lot of guys who are have a lot of familiarity with an audience and with sports fans, not just golf fans, who are coming in here playing well and have a chance to slip on that green jacket Sunday night.
And you didn't mention Ricky, and Ricky's always one of the favorites, okay? He hasn't won the major, and he's underachieved probably. He's so good on the greens. But for whatever reason, tell me why you think he can't play well or well enough on a Saturday, especially a Sunday.
Ricky's getting into that category now, guys, where we talked about this for years. It was Sergio before. You know, can you pick him before you actually see him win one? I don't think I can. I love Ricky. He's a great kid. But his record proves out that he hasn't been able to cross the finish line. And, you know, he's just one of those guys who seemingly gets a big number in odd places for really no reason. And, you know, it's one thing to get a bogey. Double bogeys out here are murder. A lot of guys, you know, guys get bogeys all the time. Double bogeys are rare. And to get one in spots when you just can't have it happen seemingly does happen to Ricky every once in a while. So, you know, Ricky is such a good guy. Maybe he needs to get a little meaner, you know. Maybe he just needs a little more nasty in him when he plays golf at this level against these guys who are the nicest guys in the world sometimes, but they also want to rip your heart out when you're competing.
But that's not his personality.
I don't know what it is. It's just not his personality. You're right. It's just not, you know, if it wasn't on the radio, if we were just having a few beers, I would say he needs a little bit more, you know, two words you're not allowed to say. Well, you're not allowed to say one word, but the other word you're not allowed to say on the radio. So he just needs a little bit more oomph these big spots, and he hasn't shown that yet. So I don't put him in that category with the other guys yet.
You can't.
All right, we got to let you run, but I got to get give us two or three picks. Your favorite, if you had one, and then,
maybe a dark horse.
Give us your top three picks right now.
I think Rory's going to win the career Grand Slam this week. I think Rory's going to win. I think that Phil has a great chance to win a fourth green jacket to match Tiger and Arnold Palmer.
That'd be incredible.
It would be an incredible story. But he's playing well, and he loves his place and really knows how to get it done here. A couple of dark horses. I'll take Mark Leishman and Kevin Kisner.
All right.
I think Louis Oosthuizen could play well. But at the end of the day, I think Rory McIlroy is going to win the career Grand Slam.
All right, we got you on the record. Thank you, Steve. It's always a pleasure
having
you on,
man. We'll
be
watching today and live from, buddy.
Thank you, pal.
You got it, fellas. Anytime. Right, go Cavs. Tell Barry we're rooting for him.
We will
talk to Coach Trotz coming up at 8 o'clock. Also, the Shark, Greg Norman, is going to join us at 9:20, all right here on the Junkies. Welcome back. Chucky's on 106.7 The Fan. Coach Trott's going to join us in about 15 minutes. Then Chris Russell's going to join us. A little Redskins note. I guess they're giving Phil Taylor another shot. The nose tackle who...
I love that.
...was hurt once again during a comeback last season for the Washington Redskins. They're bringing him back. Of course, the Redskins have made plays at the defensive line for Muhammad Wilkerson, who signed elsewhere, Jonathan Hankins, who remains unsigned. Mm-hmm. Run defense ranked 32nd in yards per game last year. So they're doing whatever it takes.
Yeah, they need everyone
to bolster that defensive line, giving Phil Taylor another shot.
How old is he?
He's 30. Or he's going to turn 30 on Saturday.
One-year deal.
Former first-round pick in 2011.
Yep. Had a torn quad last in third preseason game. Yeah.
He did. He showed flashes, and then would get hurt. Keep getting hurt. So I
got
like
some bad knees.
The thing I kind of stinks is that I guess they've decided they're moving on. They told Junior Gallette they're moving on from him.
Right. Yes.
And I don't think he's found a place yet. I know there was some talk that maybe McLuhan is, I guess, involved with Cleveland with some of their draft preparation, and that maybe Cleveland was interested, but he hasn't signed anywhere yet.
They just don't want to break the bank. Like, they'll give guys an offer, and when the guys want to go up, they say, nope. So we'll see how it works out.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it's been a very, very...
I wouldn't expect much from Phil Taylor.
It's been a very, very underwhelming offseason.
They signed Pernell McPhee.
Yeah, it doesn't do anything for me, but maybe he's great.
Depth guy.
The thing that saves him is the Alex Smith deal. That saves him.
Because that was big.
It was huge.
Yeah.
Because I think it's... Honestly,
and people almost forget about it because it wasn't a free agent signing. But it was a huge move. But you acquired him.
They gathered themselves. It was obvious Kirk didn't want to be here. They were going to lose him. They knew it. They did pretty damn well. I mean,
and then hopefully Paul Richardson works out.
I think.
Yeah.
Hopefully Paul Richardson works out better than, you know, Terrell Pryor.
Well, he will.
You think he'll work
out? There was so much hype for Terrell Pryor.
I think he'll stretch the field.
He'll be much better than Terrell Pryor.
I hope so. I just hope he can get the ball, let's say, 50 times, you know.
It's not a project. I mean, he's a guy who was a second-round pick. He's been a receiver.
Yeah, I mean, he's proven.
So
yeah, but he's not a guy that's going to, you know, has been historically catches you 80 balls. You know, he runs those deep routes.
Well, they got plenty of guys they can throw to.
Yeah. That's the other thing. Their offense is good. They'll move the football.
Need to do something at running back.
Yeah.
They will.
Yeah.
So we'll talk to Chris Russell coming up at 8:20 about the draft history the Redskins have had. And what they might do in the upcoming draft, which is just in a couple weeks.
Right. All right, you want me to try to tell you what's going on in the world of Hollywood and entertainment? Let's entertain you?
Switch gears.
Do you have the music over there, Valdez?
Yeah, we don't have much time for any segments. We got Trotsky coming up.
I
got to
tell you, I watch a lot of shows. I know you're not necessarily doing this in the entertainment page. I watch a lot of shows Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and then there's nothing on the rest of the week. A lot of Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday is catching up to Sunday. I watch Homeland and Walking Dead, so right. I get around to that on Monday.
What you should be doing is watching golf on Thursday and Friday.
This week.
Probably not going to.
So you can watch your shows Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday.
I would think you're actually not going to curiously see.
I'll probably check out a little of it. You know, the tournament, I was wrong. The tournament that I watched, I think, wasn't the one that Phil Mickelson won. It was one that came down to like the last couple of shots. Was that McIlroy? Maybe it was McIlroy.
No, McIlroy
he went
blew
nuts.
The field away. Yeah,
he ran away with it. I bet you're thinking of...
You sure you're not thinking of
Valspar?
Phil?
It's got to be Valspar.
Who won that?
Valspar?
Yeah.
It was, Rose?
No, Casey won that.
Yeah. Paul Casey.
He's thinking about the one that was just like last week or so. Who was it that was
down
the
stretch?
That
was like a month ago or so. I just remember I watched, and I remember Jason going, I'm impressed.
Yeah.
I watched the last couple of sports fans.
I think it was Mickelson because that came down the last hole.
Yeah, I would think most sports fans are going to be curious, and they're going to at least check ESPN.com and see what Tiger's doing.
I'll do that.
On Thursday and Friday.
I'll hit GC Tiger Tracker on Twitter.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to go online, stream it, to watch him play in the featured group. I'll just wait till...
It's so common today, though. It's really no different than watching television. All you're doing is you're just watching it on your computer. And then if you want, you can take the extra step and beam it to your TV.
Yeah, I won't do either of those things. I'll just wait to see the highlights.
Yeah, I'm on my computer more than I'm watching television these days anyway.
So yeah.
It's pretty normal for me.
Thursday can't get here quick enough.
It can't. I feel like the week is just creeping.
I mean, we
got to
be at Nats Park doing the show, and then I'm going to race out of there.
Right.
My wife is actually going to the game. She's like, "You going to meet me?" Oh. What? She's going to the game with her friend.
Well, who's pitching tomorrow? Is it Strauss?
Strauss
is pitching
tomorrow.
Because Max is pitching today.
Correct.
So let's
That's
just
a good
get
game.
A, let's get back on the winning track. We get our stud back up on the mound.
And let me find out who's pitching for the Mets.
They're goofing on.
I wonder if Syndergaard's pitching, or maybe he's pitching today, unless they have an off day.
Harvey, they say, was he topping out at like 90 or 89 or something yesterday?
Really?
Yeah, that's what I saw. Now maybe it got better.
Hit.
Maybe it got better as the outing progressed. But I know in the first inning, that guy used to pump it 96, 97.
Oh yeah,
miles per hour doesn't matter if you throw one hitter.
It's true.
Yeah, he pitched well. So Thursday, it's DeGrom and Strassi.
Good matchup.
That's a great matchup.
Yeah.
But my wife said, are you going to meet me for a couple beers?
Well, it's just one of those rare things where the Masters just takes precedence.
I'm like, no, not. I'll be home.
The Inquirer is reporting, and if the Inquirer reports it, it must be true, that apparently OJ, and we talked about this, I think, maybe a year or so ago or something, but that OJ in prison tried to recruit a hitman to knock off Ron Goldman's father, Fred, and the rest of the Goldman family. Do you believe that?
No.
Investigators are reviewing his prison phone calls, his prison surveillance videos, according to jailhouse snitch Vernon Nelson, who claimed Simpson offered him a big fat cash bounty to mastermind the murders.
I'm sure.
How's OJ's search for the real killer?
I'm sure it's crossed his mind. It crossed his mind, but I don't know.
You don't think he actually spoke to a guy and said, hey, could you help me get this done?
Who knows? OJ's
did any
nuts.
Of you guys watch the Fox special when they showed
Probably did.
His confession? His no, supposed
if
hypothetical
I did it,
confession?
I didn't even.
I didn't either.
It was just too weird. It was too weird for me. It did very well in the ratings. But according to the jailhouse snitch, Nelson, Simpson pleaded with him. He said, quote, I want you to help me kill the Goldmans. These MFers have been a pain in my butt since the trial. Do you know how much money I've lost because of them? I'm sick of it.
So he wanted to kill the parents. He wanted to kill Kim, the Kim Goldman.
Yeah, probably all of them. He said Simpson offered Nelson $100,000 and vowed to plug his book. The guy in the jail's got a book, My Life and My Charms. So who knows? According to the National Enquirer and Radar Online, they are looking into that. Possibility. Are you guys Vern Troyer fans at all?
Mini me?
No.
They say he was rushed to the hospital on a psychiatric hold recently. They say his friends.
Does he have a sex tape?
Yes.
He might. They say
he didn't make your top five.
I'm not interested. Just not.
That's not. That's a novelty tape.
Yeah, that's not. It's not my thing.
I have him in the 106.7 The Fan Deadpool.
You do?
Yes.
Well, they say he's in bad shape. He has suicidal thoughts. They say he's a complete alcoholic. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I think he's like a sex addict, running around tagging everything that moves. So they gave him the old Britney Spears treatment, the 5150, and he's involuntary psychiatric hold to observe him and mm-hmm. see where he's at.
Now, I got to imagine, by the way, just to go there, that he would be proportional. But what if he wasn't? What if he was
I don't know the answer
a six-foot person size down there, but he's just mini-me?
Impossible.
It would just be humiliating, though, for normal people. Like, what if he was, like, particularly large? Like,
sure.
It'd be a show. If he had, like, a Clubber Lang down there. I don't know why that's funny, but it is just this. Speaking of Britney Spears.
I can't believe Eric actually started the EP saying, are you big Vern Troyer fans?
Well, I don't know. Some people like Mini-Me. I mean,
that's funny. That's a funny question.
What was his most famous
movie?
Any of
you guys Vern Troyer fans?
That's it. Austin Powers.
Right. Yeah, Austin Powers, which came out years and years ago.
Well, I think a lot of people are Vern Troyer fans.
All right. Just
definitely
not
was big for
right?
a while.
Yeah.
I mean, not in size.
Hey,
but
this makes me laugh.
He
that's
might
all.
Be. You never know. Speaking of Britney Spears,
like starting the sports page with bowling highlights.
That's right.
Well, it helped me if Drabby or you guys gave me more than like panty
sniffing
stories.
Going on.
There's nothing going on in Hollywood.
Yeah, I'm trying
well,
to find
know what?
Stuff for you.
If there's nothing going on, we don't have to do it.
No, we're going to do it. I have stuff. I just dig a little deeper than those guys.
All right, go.
Britney Spears, apparently, she's got a new boy toy. And since that 5150 and she got in her life, remember her life fell apart and she was like,
Yeah, shaving her head.
Yeah, and just got like chunky.
And Brett was stalking her.
She did like terrible dancing on MTV and was like out of breath.
Always just, does terrible singing.
Did you get your tickets for a show at MGM National Harbor?
No, but I'd go.
Two nights in July.
I wonder what I'd go for free. If you gave me front row sillies, and a night's accommodation, maybe I would. I don't know. But they say she's got her new boyfriend, but she's desperate to cut ties with her dad and start another family with this new boy toy, this guy Sam, who looks like Sam Asghari.
So she wants another kid?
I think so.
Oh.
But the problem is, she's like she's got to be worth $100 million or more, right? Britney Spears.
I would think at least.
Yeah.
But the dad controls? Is he still controlling
all the money?
That? How can he control it? She's an adult. I don't get it.
Because she was deemed
mentally
unfit.
Incompetent.
Okay, that was years ago.
She's got
to keep going to the judge.
To court.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a nightmare.
Yeah. So who knows with that? And last but not least, I know you're a big Megyn Kelly fan, but apparently your boy,
hot
Lester Holt,
yep,
is butt-sized to get her job as her nightly news. Her ratings are tanking.
Oh yeah,
I forgot she was even on the air.
Well, doesn't she have a bunch of shows?
Well, I don't watch any.
Does she have a talk show too?
She's got the live studio audience show. I don't think she's doing any news shows, like anchoring.
All right, coming up next, we will talk about the Caps. Two games left in the regular season. We're a week away from the playoffs. Their head coach, Barry Trotz, joins us next on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.